The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning Simin Tzadi of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. These are the principles of one who does his weekday needs on Shabbos while not engaging in Malacha. Halacha Aleph. Yesh Dvarim Shehem Asurim B'Shabbos Afal Pi She'enon Domin L'Malacha Fe'enon Mevi'in L'Day Malacha. There are certain activities that are forbidden on Shabbos even though they are not at all similar to any Malacha, and they don't bring anyone to Malacha. Umipnei ma nesru, and what is the reason that they are forbidden? Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Im toshiv mishabes reglecha, asos chafetzecha biyom kodshi. If you restrain your foot because of Shabbos from performing your activities on my holy day, I'll just tell you the rest of the pasuk. It says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad," and you call the Shabbos a day of delight for holiness, which Hashem has honored. V'chibadto mi'asos derachecha, and you honor it, meaning you honor Shabbos by not doing your normal ways. Mimtso cheftzecha v'dabedover, by not pursuing your things and speaking words, meaning that if you do these things by demonstrating that Shabbos is different, Shabbos is special, and you don't live Shabbos like one normally would in a weekday, oz tisaneg al Hashem, then you would delight with Hashem. So that's the pasuk in Yeshaya. So mehodiksev v'chibadto me'asos derachecha. This that the pasuk says that you should honor it from not going in your regular ways. Darshu rabbeinu zechroinu levracha. Chazal didus shelo yilei hilucha b'Shabbos ki hiluchacha b'chol. That your ways on Shabbos should not be like your ways on the weekday. The way you walk on Shabbos, the way you move around on Shabbos, should not be like a weekday moving around. Lefikach, based on this, asur larutz b'Shabbos, it is forbidden to go running on Shabbos. That's a weekday activity. Aval l'dvar mitzvah mutar larutz. But if you're running to do a mitzvah, then it is permissible. Why? Midiksiv, because the pasuk in Yeshaya said, Derachecha, from doing your ways. Mashma, it is implied, Derachecha Asurim, that it is forbidden to go around like a weekday doing your ways. Avodarke Shemayim, if you're doing the ways of heaven, Mutarin, then it is permissible. So therefore, umitzvah larutz, it is actually a mitzvah to run to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. So for example, if someone is running to go to shul, that's appropriate, it's a mitzvah. They're running to go to a shir, it's a mitzvah. But just in general, they want to go running for athletic reasons, so that's something which is forbidden. That's inappropriate for Shabbos. Now, based on this pasuk in Yeshaya, we learn many other halachas about how to act on Shabbos. Halacha beis, umehadiksev, this that the pasuk says, mimtso cheftzecha, from pursuing your needs, your things on Shabbos, darshu rabbeinu zechronu levracha, chazal didus, chafetzecha asurim, it is forbidden to take care of your things on Shabbos. Afilo eincha osem melacha, even if you're not doing any melacha. Kigon, for example, shehu ma'ayen b'nechasav. a person who's looking into his property, Mahim Tzrichim L'machar, what do they need for the following day? Meaning, he's not doing any malacha, he just goes to check out, look through his property, he says, I see that I need to paint over there, I need to fix that fence. Gam Zos Asur, this is also forbidden to do on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that the prohibition is specifically if it is evident what he's doing. But if he does not make it evident, but mentally he's thinking in his mind what he would want to do the next day, that would be permissible. V'chein, similarly, asur l'tayel be'ir, a person is not allowed to take a walk through the city, kidei limtso sus o svina o karon, l'sachram achra Shabbos, in order to find a horse or a boat or a wagon so that he can rent them out after Shabbos. Im nikar hadavar shaholach b'shvil kach, if it is evident that this is why he is going there. Basically, on Shabbos, we're not supposed to go window shopping for the purpose of seeing what we can buy after Shabbos. Avo lishmar chafatzav, ochefze chaveroi mutar. But if one wants to guard over his possessions, or to guard over the possessions of his friend, that is permissible. Halacha Gimel. Later on, in Simen Tzadihei, we discuss the laws of Tchum Shabbos. This is a boundary that a person is not allowed to walk beyond during Shabbos, even if he's not carrying anything. Now, the halacha tells us, Asur lahakshich ala tchum. It is forbidden to wait until darkness at the tchum. What does that mean? Dahainu, this is to say, leilach b'shabbos at sof hatchum, to go on Shabbos until the end of the boundary that a person is allowed to walk, opachos, or even less than that, meaning he's not going to the very end, but he's going out somewhere in that direction to wait there. Ulis akev sham at shetachshach, and to wait there until it gets dark. Kidei lemaher darko lelech misham v'hala, in order to expedite his journey so that he would start off from there at the end of Shabbos. Shekevon shaholach misham v'hala b'matzei Shabbos, because since it will be traveling from there on Saturday night, nikar hadavar, it is evident, sheikar hilucho hayah b'shvil kach, that his primary purpose for being there was for this. So that is not within the spirit of Shabbos. It is prohibited to go and even stay within the Tchum Shabbos in order to expedite a Motzei Shabbos journey. V'davka kishemachshich sham. And this prohibition is only if one's going there and staying there until nightfall, kidei leilach v'lasas davar, in order to perform an endeavor, she'efshir b'shim ofen lasosu b'shabbos, which it is impossible under any circumstances to fulfill on Shabbos. Kigon, for example, lischar polim, to hire workers. You can't do that on Shabbos, so a person goes there on Shabbos so that after Shabbos he'll be able to hire workers right away. O litlosh peros, or he wants to detach fruit from a tree. Again, it can't be done on Shabbos. He wants to get there early so that he can do it quickly in Matzah Shabbos. O lahavi peros hamuktsin, or to bring peros which are muktzah. All of these things, she'ein shum heta lasos dvar meil b'Shabbos, there is no sanction to allow these activities to be done on Shabbos. But there are some things that a person is allowed to do. Avol mutar lahakshech alatchum, one would be allowed to go and wait at the boundary of the tchum until after Shabbos, kidei lahavi behemto, in order to bring back his animal. His animal ran away, he wants to chase after it to bring it back. He'd be allowed to wait at the end of the Tchum on Shabbos, so that after Shabbos he would be able to bring it back. Why is this different? Kevan she'im ho'yu batim at shama krovim zelazer shivim ama. Because if there would be homes over there within 70 amma proximity to each other, in which case the Tchum Shabbos would be extended, it would be permissible to bring it even on Shabbos. So since there could have been a way that one is allowed to bring back his animal on Shabbos, even though technically it is prohibited, still he'd be allowed to wait there in order to be able to resume his activity quickly on Motzei Shabbos. V'chein lahavi peros hatlushim she'enem mukatsim. And the same thing would be to bring in fruits which are detached, which are not muksa. That would be mutar kevan she'im hoyu michitzos makifos ka'adarech. Because if there would be partitions which would surround him all along the way, hayu mutar gam b'shabbos, then it would be permissible to do it in Shabbos. So now, even though there are no partitions, and therefore it's prohibited to do in Shabbos, nevertheless, it would be permissible to go there on Shabbos so that on Motzei Shabbos it could be done as soon as possible. V'chol k'yotze b'zeh, and anything like this is also permissible. Means anything that technically it could have been mutter, even when it's not mutter, I'd be allowed to wait there so that I can proceed with this activity on Motzei Shabbos. V'chein mutar leilech b'Shabbos toch hatchum El Hagina, and similarly, a person would be permitted to go on Shabbos within the Tchum to his garden, litlos sham peros b'matzei Shabbos, in order for him to detach fruit right away on Matzei Shabbos. Mishum te'eno nikar, because since it's not evident, shahalach b'shvil zeh, that this is the reason he went there. Ela haroim yomru, but people are going to say, Shahalach l'tayel, he went out to take a walk, Olavakesh behemto, or to find his animal, Sha'avdullah, that got lost, V'yachakach Yesham, and afterwards, once he was already there, Nimlach, he changed his mind, V'nishar ad halayla, and he decided to stay there until nightfall, K'dei litlosh peirosav, in order to detach his fruit. But no one is going to think that he went to the garden for this particular purpose initially. And therefore, since it's not evident that he's going there in order to wait for something which is prohibited on Shabbos, therefore it is mutter to go there on Shabbos. Halacha Dalid continues with our deductions from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and it now deals with the issue of forbidden speech on Shabbos. Umehad diksiv vidaber davar. In this that the Pasuk tells us that you will rejoice with Hashem if you abstain from speaking words, Dorshu Rabbeinu Zichronu Levracha, Chazal Didus, Shelo Yehei Diburcha Shel Shabbos Kidiburcha Shel Chol, that the speech of Shabbos should not be similar to the weekday speech. Hilkach Aser Lomar, therefore it is forbidden for a person to say, Davar Ploni Ese L'machar, a certain thing I'm going to do tomorrow. Meaning, even though he's not doing it today, just saying the words, I'm going to do it tomorrow, Oschora Plonis Ekne L'machar, or certain business, certain merchandise I'm going to acquire tomorrow, Vahainu Dover Shayom Efshala Soso Bishim Ofen, and it's referring to an activity which today on Shabbos one could not do under any circumstances. So that is forbidden to say on Shabbos. Aval Dover Shoya Azit Sad La Soso Hayom, but an activity that there would be some method of fulfilling it today, even though now it's not those circumstances, mutar, it would be permissible to say it on Shabbos. Ulachein mutter lomar, therefore it is permissible to say, lemakam ploni elech lemachar, that tomorrow I'm going to go to a particular place. Since it's theoretically possible to go there even today, if the circumstances would be correct, for example, there'd be an Erev set up in a way that a person would be allowed to get there, therefore, even though right now there's no way for him to get there, it would still be permissible for him to say that. Rak shelo yomar loshen hamishtameya sheyelech bekaron. But he's not allowed to use the language that indicates that he would be going there in a wagon, because that would clearly be chilo shavis. V'gam lo yarber l'daber b'zeh. And also a person should not speak too much about this. Meaning, minimal speech, just to say, I plan to go to such and such a place tomorrow, that is fine. But to indicate that a person is going to drive a car to get there, that would be forbidden. V'afilo besichas dvarim betelim, asur laharbos. One is not even allowed to have an abundance of speech regarding menial matters, things that are inappropriate for Shabbos. V'yasur l'saper b'Shabbos davar shotzar. It is also forbidden on Shabbos to relate and to tell over something which is painful. That's something which is inappropriate to do on Shabbos. There's another speech-related prohibition. Asur l'odom lachshov cheshbonosov b'fiv b'Shabbos. It is forbidden for a person to verbally make his calculations on Shabbos. Bein cheshbon she'osid lios, bein cheshbon she'kfar avar. Whether it's a business calculation that will be relevant in the future, or whether it's a calculation that was already relevant in the past. But he still needs to know this information. For example, he says, this is how much I spent on doing particular construction in order to hire the workers. And he still has in his hand outstanding payment for his workers. So he needs to know the calculation. Since this is something which is relevant or will be relevant in his life, also it is forbidden. Those calculations that he has no need for, they are theoretical. Mutter l'chashbein, it is permissible to calculate them in Shabbos. Ubevad shelo yarba behem, as long as he does not elaborate in them. Sha'asur laharbos besicha betela b'Shabbos, because it is forbidden for one to elaborate with menial talk on Shabbos. Kemoshe kesavti le'el, like we wrote in Sif Gimel. Halacha Hey continues with making deductions from the pasuk in Yeshaya. Midiksev cheftzecha, since the pasuk says to abstain from your things, from your activities. Lomdu rabbeinu zechrono levracha, our sages learn de'ein asurin ela cheftzei adam. The only things that are forbidden on Shabbos are personal activities. But if you're doing the needs of heaven, so to speak, if you're doing a mitzvah, mutarin, it is permissible to do. Therefore, even though we said that it is forbidden to go to the border of the tchum on Shabbos in order to expedite an activity on Matzoi Shabbos, however, that's only for your personal use. But if you want to do it for the sake of a mitzvah, then it is permissible. For example, let's say someone is going to do a chesed, and they'll be traveling on Motzei Shabbos. They'd be allowed to go on Shabbos to the border of the Tchum and wait there until Shabbos is over in order to expedite their mitzvah-related mission. V'chein mutar lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos, and therefore it is permissible to review the public needs on Shabbos, kigon leilech la'shulton ol beis vad hasarim. For example, to go to a governor or to a meeting of ministers, l'dabe b'shvilam, to speak on behalf of the community, shetzorche harabim heim kemo chefse shemayim, because the needs of the masses are like the needs of heaven, so to speak. It's a mitzvah, and therefore one would be allowed to engage in it on Shabbos. V'chein mutar l'daber im melamed odos tinok. It is also permitted to speak with a rebbe of a child on behalf of the child. Im yirtze l'kachto l'mod imo sefer, if he wants to take him to learn with him Torah. O afilo umnus, or even to discuss with him that you want to teach him a trade. Shezehu gam kein mitzvah, because to teach your child a profession is also a mitzvah. Sheim lo tehelo umnus lefarnes es atzmo, because if he doesn't have a trade with which to support himself, yelastem es abrios, he's going to steal from humanity. And therefore, to discuss with a teacher how to teach one's son Torah or to teach him a trade is permissible on Shabbos. Avo asur l'schoras ha-melamed b'Shabbos, but on the other hand, it's forbidden to hire the instructor on Shabbos, ki haschiras hu shvus gamer, because the act of hiring is a shvus, it's something which is rabbinically prohibited, v'lo hutar afilo b'shvil mitzvah, and that was not sanctioned even for the sake of a mitzvah. Barak Masha Eino Asar Mifnimim Tsochepsacha Vidabadava Zel Hutar Bishom Mitzvah. Only that which is not forbidden based on doing your personal needs and speaking your speech on Shabbos, that would be what's permissible for the sake of a mitzvah. Umutar Lahakriz Al Aveda Bishabbos, and it is permissible to announce about a lost object in Shabbos. Shashavas Aveda Mitzvah, because returning a lost object is a mitzvah. So if you find in shul someone's sefer, someone's glasses, you'd be allowed to publicize it on Shabbos. Now this that he says, that one would not be allowed to hire a melamed, an instructor, or anyone else for that matter on Shabbos, in the Be'er Halacha, he wonders whether the same would be true even if one doesn't mention the price for which he's hiring him. He says it's possible that that would be permitted on Shabbos.